somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question: have you ever asked yourself whether you're ascending or descending spiritually? Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and you just got to run around and do what you got to do right now, and you just can't sit and watch the show, and you're like, wow, I still want to hear it as it is happening. It's been made possible. You can podcast the show, and you can still listen on your phone while doing whatever it is that you're doing. Whatever. By going to the listen line on TalkStream Live, calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. Every third hour of the show on Wednesday is Manhood Hour. And the first 2 hours of the show on Wednesdays is Black Excellence Wednesday. That was when America was America. It was amazing. And this
What's
is now.
What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
E-Black. Amazing. E-Black. What the? Our battle is spiritual. Every human being on the planet, around the world, and for the flat earth, up and down the world, is spiritual. And the one thing I notice, and I know for sure and without a doubt, for sure and without a doubt, your life feels uncertain to you. It feels like something is just else you need to do to make it work. And what you've done and are doing is never enough. It just feels like something else you got to do. It feels so uncertain. Isn't that amazing? And the reason it is so uncertain and will always be that way, unless you start working on yourself, truly working on yourself, it can always feel uncertain. And it doesn't matter what you gain from the outside. It doesn't matter what you gain. You can gain the whole wide world and still have an uncertain life. Because what you're looking for, certainty is not on the outside. It's on the inside. It's in you. And you're looking outside. What a sad way to live. A whole life wasted. Feeling uncertain. You gained the world. You got all the money you wanted to make. You have the biggest house on the whole block. Or maybe the smallest house on the block. You have all the so-called friends that you want. You've been married 8 times or 7 times, and now you're on the 8th time of marriage. You have all the children that you want, and they're grown up or growing up. You've traveled around the world more than once. And yet your life is uncertain. It's like something is just still, I got to do more, you say. Oh, I need more. I need more friends, you say. And you go out and you gather friends. And you still feel uncertain. You can't even sleep at night. You have nightmares. Or you have problems going to sleep. And yet you own the world. You have everything around you. And your life is still uncertain. You read the Bible. You read the Quran. You read the Jewish Bible. The Talmud Bible. You read the Talmud Bible. You read the Mormon Bible. You go to college and you have degrees up the yang-yang. And your life is still uncertain. And it doesn't matter the color, male or female. Your life is still uncertain. Isn't that amazing? What a horrible way to live. You still have fear. You have fear of losing what you've gotten or gained. Whether it's so-called friendship, relationships, whatever ship, whatever location you live in, now you have fear of losing it. Your life is uncertain. Your life is not being built on a solid foundation. It's being built on sand. It's being built on sand. You have everything you want out there, from out there, and you're still angry. You're still vicious. You're still nasty. You're still judgmental. You're still wicked. You're still afraid. You're still resentful and uncertain in life. And you're like, what can I do? I need more, you say. And there's only one thing you need to make your life certain without your effort. You and I, no one can make their lives certain, feel certain, or be certain. There's going to always be uncertain feelings in you as long as you're trying to make your life work. You can't do it. You cannot make your life work. It will always be built on sand instead of a solid foundation. Isn't that amazing? And the problem is, the reason it's not built on solid foundation and never will, unless you get busy working on yourself to overcome, to look within, and you will find, if you look and look and look and stay looking, never look without again, because everything you're looking for is in you. It's not out there. Material things are out there so you can have food on your table and roof over your head, a car to drive if you need one, but that's about it. Even your friends are uncertain with you as you are with them. Because you say, oh, we're friends, we're married, we're this, until you get angry. And the moment you get angry, you snap and you change, just like that. That love you had turned to hate as soon as you get angry. Have you noticed that? All of a sudden, you don't see them the same, and they don't see you the same. A friend, a wife, a husband, a co-worker, or business partner, or whatever you want to call it, become an enemy just like that. Because your life is built on sand and not a solid foundation. And I can promise you, it's never going to change until you change from hate to love, from ego to love. You will always look for love and never find it until you become of love. You got to be love in order to love. You're not going to find this out love out there. It's in you. You and love will become one if you look within and build your house on a solid foundation. You're never going to find love from anyone or anything. Love is already all around you, in you, but you don't know it because you're constantly looking for it from someone else. Look how awful your relationships are. And you thought you loved them, and they thought they loved you, and you get together, and then you fight. Uncertain. House built on sand. There's only one love and no other. The ego is not of love. There's no love in ego at all. Zero love. Zero love. There's no love in it from you or to you or to from anyone else to you or you to them. Ego does not have love. It only has hate. And until you look within and you're willing to admit that you're wrong, and that's the hardest thing in the world for human beings to honestly admit, I am wrong. All my life, I've been living wrong, with the wrong thinking, with the wrong attitude, with the wrong expectation, and with the wrong desires. I am wrong. How will you ever be made right if you don't admit that you are wrong? How will it ever be made right? You're never going to enter into a solid foundation until you can admit that you are wrong. But you look outside and you blame everybody else but yourself for being wrong. You did me wrong. You don't give me love. You don't care about my emotions. You don't listen to me. You traumatized me. I was traumatized in the military. I was traumatized in the hood. I was traumatized here and there. As long as you're looking outside, you're never going to find and build a solid foundation. You literally can have a solid foundation right here on earth while you live. You don't have to wait to die. You can go to Bible study class, and you can quote the Bible and all that stuff, any Bible, Quran or whatever you want to call it, and you still will be miserable, have an uncertain life. Or you can look within and be of love, and love endures all things. Love suffers all things. Love requires nothing from no one or anything else. Love is. But as long as you have anger, unforgiveness, as long as you don't admit that I'm wrong for being angry, look at me, I'm taking it out on somebody else. I'm blaming someone else for anger. I even say, this is what y'all say, I don't say it, Jesus was angry, so it's okay to be angry. And yet your life is not built on a solid foundation, it's built on sand. Your life is so uncertain because you have accepted the lie, the anger, resentment, judgment is good. You've accepted that. And as long as you call evil good and good evil, your house will always be, your life will always be built on sinking sand. Ain't no way around it. You have no love. You have nothing going on for yourself. But in your mind, you think you do because of my lies. Well, I have all I want. I have all I need, physical things. I go to church. I read the Bible. I get on the ground 3 or 4 times a day and look to Mecca. I have a leader. You lost souls. And your house is built on sand. I dress nice, you say. I wear nice clothes. I'm invited to parties and events. I go to football games and I hoop and holler. I go to the church and I worship Mother Mary because I know Mother Mary is waiting up there praying for me to take my soul to Jesus. And your house is still built on sand. I listen to the Pope. I listen to the Jewish rabbis, and your house is still built on sand. All that you're looking for, you already have it. It's already in you. You're just looking in all the wrong places, even when the Spirit of Truth tell you, don't look out there. When they tell you to look here, they tell you to look yonder. Don't do it. Look within. The kingdom of heaven is within. A solid foundation is within. But you look on the outside anyway. You look for love, and you never find it. You never find it. Oh, yeah, you meet each other. You are nice and smiley, and you give to each other material things, and you call it love. And then you do or say one little thing that you disagree with, that love is hate, because it was always hate. It was never love. You're like, why don't my marriage work? I try with my marriage. I do everything I can. I try to please him or her, you say. Everything I do for them, it doesn't seem to be enough. You poor fool. You should never try to please another person. Your house is built on sand. You have no love. Love only, 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 only comes from above, not from below and not from other people. What a sad way to live and waste a life given to you by the source that created everything, including you. And you won't even accept the love from the source that created you. You accept it from the ego, evil. You accept it from others, which is not love anyway, but you won't accept it from the source. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. forgive me as I forgive others. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. You pray that prayer, you don't even know what, you don't even recognize what you're saying. It's just a learned prayer. Just like learning scriptures, or just learning scriptures, and you have no love. Judgmental, jealous, vicious, mean, nasty, and wicked. And then you put on a front that you have love. Woe unto the human being that call anger love. And you even say, oh, my nature. I'm fine, but my nature. What the? You are not your thoughts. You are not your emotions. You are not your body. And if you notice with the emotions, they warn you that you've gotten into a thought. You've gone into an ego. You've gone into darkness. You go into a thought, and you're not aware you're doing it. Immediately, you get emotion, become emotional. So-called good emotion or bad emotion. But the emotion is the alarm that something is going on. It's like when you walk into your home and your alarm system is on, right? If you don't turn it off right away or in time, it goes off. Ding, 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 right? Let you know something's wrong. That's what the thoughts are telling, emotions are telling you, that something is wrong. Your house is on fire. Wake up. The emotions are telling you that. Because if you didn't have the emotions, the alarm couldn't go off. There would be no alarm to go off. You can live life without thinking. You never have to think about being lonely. You never have to think about not having love or looking for love. You never have to think about tomorrow or yesterday or what has happened or will happen. You never have to think about anything because you have it all. You have perfect love. And in love, there is no thinking. When you're doing your little practical thinking about food, making breakfast, or whatever you're doing, that's practical thinking. When you got the meal, you don't need to think about the meal anymore. Well, some of you do because you use food to escape, to forget, and not to remember. But in real life, there is no thinking. It's living. Life, you were created to live, not to think about living. What a sad way to live. But that's you have decided that's what you want, and you have a right to live and build your house on sand. Or you have a right to live and build your house, meaning your life, on a solid foundation. What you see out there in the world is in you. Everything you see others doing to others in the world, until you overcome anger, resentment, you're doing the same thing to yourself and to others. You just see them on TV and hear about it in the news, but you're doing the same thing because you have no love. And the Bible tell you what love is. And you quote it. Oh, I have love. What is love? Love suffers all. Love endures all. Love don't do this. And I'm like, what the? And while you're quoting it, you're convincing yourself that you have it. That's because you can quote it. The devil quotes the scriptures. The devil is in the details. There's this woman by the name of Jasmine Cricket, and she was like a Democrat, and she was in Congress at one time, and she's a mess. A mess. But it's not her, it's the evil that made a home in her. Well, apparently she had a bodyguard that was not, that had some issues, according to the report. I don't know if she knew about it or not. But the Texas Tribune is reporting that Democratic U.S. Representative Jasmine Cricket on Monday confirmed that a 39-year-old man who was killed in a standoff with Dallas officers last week was a member of her first security team who had been using a fraudulent identity. Watch this from CBS Texas.
He was her right-hand man. He was her bodyguard. He was the one standing next to her.
Those who knew him as Mike King say he presented himself as a professional bodyguard for Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett.
Upon meeting him, he did show me his Capitol Police ID. He had a Capitol Police pin on his shirt.
Janice Crowther is a retired Dallas police officer who now works as a dignitary protection specialist. She says the man she called Mike took this photo of her with Crockett during a campaign stop she was hired to work last year. Last week, the Congresswoman's bodyguard led Dallas police on a chase to a hospital parking garage, where body cam video shows he was shot and killed after pulling a gun that authorities say was stolen. It turns out that King's name was actually Diamond Mazaray Robinson. The 39-year-old had multiple convictions for theft as recently as 2017, before changing his name, which authorities say allowed him to not only become Crockett's personal bodyguard, but also start an online business helping law enforcement officers find off-duty work.
Amazing. And the beat goes on. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. The hell is in you. And you bring out what is in you. Hell. Why not overcome it? You don't have to. You, I, no one have to live that way. Police were led to the suspect after discovering stolen government license plate from a naval officer. Why is this from CBS Texas?
He's very good at hiding his true identity.
Police say it was stolen government license plates from a Navy office in Irving that finally got police onto him last week in downtown Dallas.
Robinson had been using fictitious information and wearing police-style uniforms to falsely represent himself as a federal agent.
Authorities later found 11 weapons inside Robinson's apartment. The Congresswoman's office released a statement today saying she was saddened and shocked. We are praying for the friends and family of the man that we knew as Mike King. Mike had been in and around our team for years. There was never any reason to suspect that he wasn't who he held himself out to be.
Well, I'm shocked. I'm just as shocked as I'm sure Miss Crockett was. I trusted him. I had no reason to believe that he was not who he said he was. He checked all the boxes of being a dignitary protection specialist. Well, I think this whole incident is going to bring about a change to where people are vetted better.
And I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Here's more detail on the suspect. This is from Fox News. Over our time, let me take a quick break. We have one more little details about this. And I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not started a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. That once you find love within, it's done. It's finished. It's over, and life begins. And it's amazing. It really just really mind-blowing. There are no words to really express love. And so you do the best you can to try to, so you can point those who want to find it within back to it. But you don't really understand it until you have it. Anyway, couple announcements. We have a brand new episode of The Fallen State for Friday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. I had an interesting talk with Mark Harley. And Mark is an actor, comedian, and a bodybuilder. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you married with kids or something?
I don't have any kids, but we raised the cats together.
The cats?
I'm a cat guy, yeah.
Beta! Do you have perfect peace?
Perfect peace? No, because I'm angry as a mother.
Who gave you a mother?
Damn! He's cooking!
What is the right thing to do to close the borders?
Big booty Latinas. If that cuts into my pie, I'm pissed.
Would you ever obey a woman?
Not anymore. Oh my God, it's chaos! You're schizophrenic inside here.
Yeah. Amazing. TheFallenState.tv. And you can support The Fallen State. Thank you all for supporting, too, by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or locals.com, JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creed don't rise again, we're working our way up to the 50th floor of life. The ladies form tomorrow night for ladies only at 7 p.m. Come on down, ladies, and be ready. And they are ready. I mean, it's amazing. I really am not exaggerating the women's form. It is my, and ladies come from everywhere because they want to find that love within. They have realized they're wrong. And they admit they are wrong. And now they're becoming right. And when you become right, you do right. You can't do right, be wrong, and do right. You got to be right to do right. What a mess. So the latest form tomorrow night, Thursday night, every Thursday night of the month. And it's hard to believe almost that tomorrow is the third Thursday of March. It looked like March just got here. March Madness, they say. So come on down, ladies, and check out our merch, y'all. Oh, don't forget to like these videos and check out the merch. Amazing merch. It's springtime, so graduations coming up, marriage time happening, tax times, amazing times. And you're going to need some merch to send to your friends and family members, say, right on, congratulations. Or you just need it for yourself to show off during the summer. Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee, and it is good. I never imagined one day that I would have my own coffee. Who would have thought? And then we have mugs and hats and T-shirts and all kind of amazing stuff. Hoodies. When she's crying, she's lying. What the mugs? Alpha male. Don't be a beta male. Be an alpha male. All kind of amazing stuff. Check it out. JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. I want to play this last soundbite about this guy that was, they said, was working with Jasmine Cricket as a body protector, bodyguard or whatever. And they're saying that he was, it was all not real. He was, had a criminal record and all that kind of stuff. Here's a little more details on the suspect and the parking garage standoff. Watch this from Fox News.
Hi, Bill. That's right. Sources say this longtime security guard of Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett was killed in a SWAT standoff here in Dallas earlier this week. So sources say that he was under investigation for impersonating a police officer. On Thursday, officers followed him into a parking garage where police say he barricaded himself in his car before he was forced out by tear gas and then pulled a gun on officers. Well, sources say the man, 39-year-old Diamond Mazaire Robinson, went by the alias Mike King. He had a lengthy rap sheet with arrests as far back as 2010. He's been in and out of jail for theft charges and violating probation, raising questions about how he was able to obtain this high-level security position for a sitting member of Congress.
Amazing. Everybody has a criminal record except baby Jessica's daddy. He black. What a mess. Deceived by thoughts, emotions, anger. And the thoughts told him, well, you got away with it this time. Do it this way next time. And believe it and you think it's going to work. Every time you listen to thoughts, you will and you do suffer. Because thoughts are your enemy, but you call them your friend. Thoughts are your enemy and you call them your God. You believe in them. I believe I can fly. Amazing. Wake up. You are asleep. You are in a dream with your eyes wide open. The ego nature is just an illusion. It's a thought. Stop thinking and it will fade away. And that I promise you. You stop thinking with the ego thoughts, they fade away. And it's so amazing how they fade away. They become less and less and less. They like fade away. And you're like, what the? And if you don't become aware of them, you build up more and more and more thoughts and you suffer. But they do fade away in the light. But you got to stay in the light. So the darkness, thoughts, and emotion can fade away. And they will fade away. And you won't. You'll forget that you used to think that way, too, because they're gone. And you're like, what the? It's up to you. You can be free, or you can stay in your prison of the imagination. The Spirit of Truth told you that your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. So bring all imagination, bring all thoughts into captivity, meaning be aware of them, don't go with them, don't communicate with them, have no relationship with them, don't fight against them, just be aware in the light, and the light will destroy them. And it truly will. But it's up to you. Timothy is out of Washington State. Timothy, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Timothy.
I was calling. I was going to share my adventure forgiving my mother.
Okay.
One evening having dinner, I told her.
Are you on a speakerphone or something, Timothy?
No, I'm on my phone, so I'll get closer. Is that better?
Yeah, stay with the phone. Go ahead.
All right.
So you're having dinner with your mama one evening?
Yes. And I share with her, because she told me, growing up my whole life, my brother and I, that your father is the one that made you angry. Your anger came from your father. And I'm like, well, like, I haven't even met him yet. And that, you know, I didn't meet him until I was like 13. I was like, how could my anger come from him? You're the one who gave me anger.
Yep.
The anger came from you. And I told her, I know it wasn't you. You didn't know better. You didn't understand because you weren't taught to know about anger and about being and returning to the Father. And I told her that. I know it wasn't you. So, and then the other thing too, you know, when I was growing up, you know, they always told me, just like you shared last Sunday in your fellowship, everybody's telling you need to go and forgive because you're a sinner. You're a sinner. You need to forgive. And I'm like, what? How are you guys telling me that? And I go to church and they tell me the same thing. I'm like, you don't even know me and you're telling me I'm a sinner. I'm like, how can I be a sinner?
Yeah.
And then I realized that, you know, Christ came and he forgave us all of that. And now we are not in our sins. We do not. Because he forgave us for all that.
Yep.
We just need to live for now. And that was just like my grandparents, my grandma, you know, I remember I heard someone in fellowship sharing with their grandma saying that, you know, I have nothing to forgive her for because she was the best Christian woman I've ever known. And I realized with that too, it's like, well, yeah, she was, but she wasn't living her life.
Yeah.
She was living what she was being taught from the preachers and the book, the Bible, and she wasn't actually living her life. And if she would just live her life, then she would actually be free and be living instead of being taught from something and some people.
What did your mother say when you forgave her?
She didn't say anything. She didn't actually share anything until the next day when we were having dinner. And then she became more angry because I was going to watch a video, one of your videos. And she's like, I don't want to watch him. I don't want to watch that anymore. I'm like, what, you want to watch something else that doesn't mean anything? But yeah.
Amazing.
And then I just thought from then, you know, one day I just thought she got so angry. I could see a demon in her face. And I even told her, I'm like, I can see the anger, the evil in your face right now. And ever since that, she got a little better. But
what a mess.
It's a mess.
Well, you stay with it, man. Now you're on your way. You stay present.
I am.
Keep your mind where your body. Be aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times. And you haven't seen anything yet, Timothy. It gets clearer and clearer and clearer.
Yes, that's amazing. I'm on that straight and narrow path.
Yes, sir. And stay there. I don't care if the whole world turns against you. And then don't obey the thoughts. Don't communicate with them. Don't fight with them. Just be aware. I'm telling you, man, you haven't seen anything yet, all right? Stay with it.
That is right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Timothy.
Yes.
Amazing. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Earl out of Michigan. Earl.
Hello.
Hey, Earl.
Hello.
Earl?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hold on, Earl. Sound like Earl have proper phone there. Let me know. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Josh?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, I was calling to answer that new biblical question, man.
Have you ever asked yourself whether you're ascending or descending spiritually?
I'd say no, I have not.
And why not?
Because that question does pop into my head, and it's a total setup. And it, because it's like if I think that I'm ascending spiritually, then it's like it sets me up. Something happens, and then I realize, oh, that was all a lie, and it pushes me down. Or if I think I'm descending spiritually, it's like another form of depression. So I just rather not even think about it, and you know, just let everything happen.
Amazing.
Like you can't grade yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise, Josh. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Thank
Josh,
you.
Josh, let me. I know you're a truck driver. How is the weather in the areas you're driving?
I was shut down last week for about 3 days in Wyoming because they had some severe winds. But, I heard from my other trucker friends on the East Coast, they had a bunch of tornadoes and crazy hail. So they keep me out of that now. But, yeah, right now I'm good. So it's just up and down. It's like you really don't know. But I think winter is over now, so it's about to get clear up.
Yeah. Cool. I happened to turn on the local news. And they were showing the weather back in those areas. It seemed to be awful.
Yeah.
In some of the areas.
Yeah, they had that hail. I heard they had that hail that damaged a lot of people's windshields.
Oh, hell, George.
darn, George. Oh, James. It's James, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darn. James. Amazing. Yeah. Well, be careful out there, man, and I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday. Thank you.
All right, we'll do. Thank you, man.
All right,
appreciate
it. All right. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Earl. Let's try Earl again out of Michigan. Earl, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Okay, the biblical question.
Have you ever ask yourself whether you're ascending or descending spiritually?
Oh, I descended. Because I need to descend in order for Jesus to ascend.
So you do ask yourself that?
Yeah, but I think I should descend spiritually so the Spirit of God could ascend.
And what does it mean? So you say you do ask yourself whether you're ascending or descending spiritually?
Yeah.
And what what does it mean to... I'm sorry, Earl. You say you are descending or... Or
yeah, descending.
You're descending, and what does it mean to descend?
To like have less ego.
Have less ego.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're overcoming your ego.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, I appreciate
you. And my second question is, who sings the country and western song at the beginning of the show?
All my life I've been in bad. Who's that?
Pete is from that Alaska. You?
Oh, Pete. That's Pete from Alaska.
Oh, I thought that was you singing.
No, that's Pete. It's amazing. You like your song?
Yeah.
Nick, let's play just a little bit of it. Pete from Alaska. Is that possible? I know you got to look for it.
No, I got it. He got it.
Here's the song that Earl is asking about. No. We can come back.
It's called... Perfect Peace.
The song is called Perfect Peace by Pete from Alaska.
No can do. Right when he needs it.
I think Derek might be putting in a clip or something.
What happened?
Oh, is it inside of that video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not a MP3 type thing.
Oh, okay. I wanted to play it for you, man, but we can't. But it's Pete from Alaska. It's not me.
Okay.
Thank you, Earl. And stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Thank you, Earl.
All right.
All right. 888-7753-773. Super, super, super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on X, the live stream, Lalo asks,
ask,
what is love?
What is love? Not hating. This, I promise you, you overcome anger, drop the anger, then love will appear. And love is nothing like what you ever, ever can explain clearly. There's no feelings and all that mess. But drop the anger and you would know what is love. Amazing. Thank you.
Truth for Jesus on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Truth for Jesus.
It says, Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. What's wrong with Six Finger BB? He dead. Thanks, Jesse. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
And I disclaim.
I don't even know what that means.
Info may be false. There's this meme going around. People are speculating and believing that, including your producer, I heard.
My producer?
That Bibi Netanyahu is dead.
Oh, Lord. That's wishful thinking.
Terrible. Who would wish for such a thing?
Oh, man. No. If BB was dead, you would know it without even doubting.
Sorry, Derek. I didn't mean to dox you. Well, I did, but
Derek, like,
I may have been wrong doxing,
Derek,
you,
like, whoa.
Doxing his beliefs.
I know.
I asked him off air, and then I said it on air. Terrible.
He black.
He might have been kidding around with me.
He was just playing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sion says, hey, Jesse, lovey. Ben, or love, been busy with work and life. Wish me well. I love you. You are so cool all the time. Kiss emoji and pink hearts.
Amazing. I love you back, Sion. And Sion had back surgery or something a while back. Right?
Or neck or something.
Oh, yeah. How you doing? Are you feeling well now? I guess you are. You're back to work. Thank you, Sion. I appreciate it.
A non-pithy three coffees. This person thinks he's donating to the Hague Report. Ardina, Colorado. Rodney King was a convicted felon, and on the night of the video, he was on parole. He was drunk on alcohol and PCP, so he sped away from a traffic stop as he was violating parole, thus endangering innocent lives. Once he was finally pulled over, the passengers in the car complied and were never touched by police. I didn't know he had passengers. King, while high on PCP and weighing 250 pounds, attacked police, so they had to use their batons. Of course, when he stopped, the police stopped hitting him, but he kept attacking them over and over, and it goes on and on and on.
Oh,
and on.
Keep it piffy.
But thank you for the information.
Yeah, I forgot about that story. I knew that, so I don't remember exactly what happened. I don't even remember him having anyone to call.
Info may be false. Don't know.
But. Yeah, I don't know. Quick break. Thank hate you. News. Back in a moment. Thank you for your super chat. We'll finish that when I come back.
I have my own coffee now.
Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Not the least of which is there's rumors that Bibi Netanyahu, our based Bibi Netanyahu, I use the term perhaps a little loosely, but you guys are overly critical of that man, I think, that he's dead. I think that's just fantasy and speculation just because Trump shocked the world and got that Khamenei guy, the Ayatollah of Iran, and they keep on getting, the Israelis and the Americans keep on getting, knocking off these top Iranian guys. Whew, brutal. Sort of funny, though, that's not Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, supposedly suspicious coffee video. He went and bought some coffee to prove his life, that he's alive, that he's dying for coffee. Sparked more death rumors. He went to Jerusalem and spoke in Hebrew, I guess, is what they speak. And it was translated by AI. And they said that he's AI Bibi, according to the Times of India. I watched a portion of an 11-whole-minute video about this internet rumor meme. There are TSA staffing shortages, meanwhile, in America, an incoming heat wave in America, and that Iran war is going on. There are some Illinois primaries. There's this black woman, the first African-American woman, Illinois lieutenant governess, Juliana Stratton, age 60. She won the United States Senate Democrat primary out of Illinois, according to NBC projecting that. She's a black female, 8 years. She spent 8 years as J.B. Pritzker. He's that guy who looks sort of like a fat mob boss type of a guy. I think he's actually Jewish, though, not Italian. But out of Illinois, maybe he's part Italian. Who knows? She's been his running mate, this black woman, and she backed Medicare for All, degenerate, abolishing ICE, double degenerate, and a $25 minimum wage, ridiculously degenerate. And by the way, back in 2020, this woman, Juliana Stratton, she was among the first customers to purchase cannabis on the first day. And shout out, cannabis users, don't take it personally, you potheads. We're not talking about you, just talking about this woman, a politician, an Illinois lieutenant governess. The very day that Illinois began recreational sale of the drug, on January 1st, 2020, New Year's Day, marijuanamoment.net gave me that info. Illinois lieutenant governess buys marijuana on the state's first day of so-called legal sales. And she's a strong favorite, they're saying, to succeed Senator Dick Durbin. The white man, Dick Durbin, even though he's a Democrat, is being replaced by a black woman, perhaps, in the November general election, where she will face Republican nominee Dawn Tracy. Come on, Dawn. We're pulling for you. Not that I know anything about Dawn Tracy. Maybe I'll tell you more about this Juliana Stratton woman. I guess I'll tell you right now. She's 60 years old, born in 65, right? Born as Juliana Wiggins, married this William Stratton, took his name, had three daughters by him in the 90s, 91 to like 97-ish. Divorced him in 2016 after those three daughters were all grown. Apparently in her 50s, remarried a younger man named Brian Eccles, who was like 47. She was in her 50s. Who already had a daughter by a previous marriage. This guy did. So they have four so-called daughters together. She's a stepmother, right? But she kept her ex-husband's name, Stratton, and didn't go back to Wiggins, even though she's married to, quote-unquote, to a new man. And what a mess. Anyway, Iran confirms the security chief, Ali Larijani, has been killed. That's their security guy, according to Iranian media reports. Rest in peace. He was, according to this report from Ground News, he was like a prominent political family, but he had authored six philosophy books, including on Kant. Rest in peace. He's in hell, according to the Israeli guy. I'm James Hake, JLP Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting. Excuse me, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888. 77 Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, is one that makes you want to go, Have you ever asked yourself whether you're descending or ascending spiritually? Have you ever asked yourself whether you're ascending or descending spiritually? Have you ever asked yourself that? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around and do some things right now, you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. But you can also listen to the show as it is happening on your phone, no matter where you are around the world. And for the flat earth, up and down the world, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Wednesday, and every Wednesday, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellence. That's the time when I grew up. This is Black Excellence.
And this is what's now wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the blacks. What the? Amazing. What love got to do with it? And it's going to get worse. There's no love. The one thing you can bank on for sure and without a doubt, human beings do not have love. And if you doubt me, and you can even try to prove me wrong. I'm okay with that too. Look inside yourself and see if you have love. And you're going to find that everything about you is about you. And no one else. No one else. It's all a showcase personality. There's no love in it. And it doesn't work. And it's going to get worse. I want to know, what can you or anyone do about what other people say or do or think? When did society become so weak and pathetic that you complain about what someone says, and now they're trying to do something to protect you, your ego, your feeling, because they're not protecting you at all. If anything, they're keeping you from growing, from overcoming. And I've noticed that in America, they have all these different groups of people now who say they need protection, who overreact. And it's so crazy. Human beings are crazy. That is mind-blowing to me. It really is. Has it always been this way? When I was in school, and yes, I went to school, believe it or not, I went to high school. And I went to college one year to junior college. Just for a minute, it was fun. But how come you rely on an outer source to try to make you feel better? And every race now are complaining. They call me this, they call me that. I need a safe space, they call it. And somebody try to accommodate you by giving you a safe space. So we have heard about the Jews. They cry anti-Semitism all the time. And they're always asking somebody to protect them from it. And then you have the blacks. They're crying racism. Somebody call me the N-word, they say. You need to protect me from the N-word people. Put them in jail. And then people try to do something about it. What the? Instead of telling you to overcome it. And then you have the Mexicans. Oh, they're discriminating against me because of my color. And then you have La Raza and all them saying that they're protecting you. And the Japanese, everybody wants protection. Why do you want protection from your false self? And who can protect you from it when there's no you? Why not be happy and count it all joy when you're feeling the pain? Tribulations work as patience in your life. Why not be glad to see that your false self, the ego, is feeling pain because what someone else said or think or feel about you? Don't you know there's something wrong with that? And no one can protect you from that. You got to overcome the illusion of self. There is no you. And likewise, there's no one there to protect. As we talked about in the fellowship service, and here too, become a doormat. Let the ego be a doormat. Count it all joy when the ego is feeling the pain. Tribulations will work in patience in your life. Why are you protecting that? Are you that blind that you don't know that you're not your thoughts and your feelings, the so-called good ones or bad ones? Or would you rather hold on to them and suffer unnecessarily? The world gone crazy. Fosse Leibniz reporting. Really, what do y'all think about this? This is so, it's crazy. Anyone who tries to protect you from your ego pain is your enemy. It's not your friend. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy. Most of the time, fathers don't do it. Unless they're beta father, beta daddy. They tell you, the fathers do. Unless they're a beta dad and they listen to their wives or the mother of the kids and they can't help it because they're afraid of her. But they tell you, hey, go back out there. Why are you crying? What you crying for? Why do you think about what someone else said about you, idiot? That's what they used to say in the good old days. But now they pat you. Oh, baby, come on. We'll protect you. Oh, baby, I feel your pain. Fosse Leavitt reported. Students at Pomona College says multiple racist incidents have occurred on campus, including allegations involving athletes and a faculty member using a racial slur. Watch it from Fosse Leavitt.
Allegations of rampant racism on the Pomona College campus in Claremont. Students say several athletes have repeatedly said the N-word and have not faced consequences for it. The school's Black Student Union calling out the administration's lack of response on social media.
We are truly disgusted by how Pomona has been handling these cases of overt racism.
Students tell us they received an email from the school last week.
There were so many allegations of this happening. And then also that they were telling everyone, essentially, like, that a faculty member had done it.
A professor is accused of saying the N-word.
Like, if it's just something that's verbatimly being said, without it being a part of what we're learning, it would concern me a little bit, yeah.
It is unclear the context in which the racial slur was used.
I think it's fair to say that there could have been more done, and I think there's definitely a bit of frustration around, like, a lack of response to things that are making students feel uncomfortable on campus.
The email to students did not address any disciplinary action taken.
Look how dumb educated people are. I told you, educated people are dumb. And the more educated they are, the dumber they become. Who walk around campus thinking about somebody using an N-word or a Jewish word or any word? Why would you give attention to that? Why would you give life unto evil by giving that attention? You're not supposed to even pay that attention in your own mind, which is not your own. Why are you wasting that kind of time and then supposed to be going to college? Oh, they need to pay that attention. They're not protecting me. Your ego does not need protection. Your ego is not your friend. It's your enemy. You paying all that money to go, well, we may be paying nowadays, the taxpayers. One student said he has not personally experienced racism, but he knows students who have. Why, this is from Fosse Leavitt.
Student Michael says he has not personally experienced racism on campus, but says he knows people who have.
I do have friends who are, like, prominent in our BSU space, mm-hmm. where they are the ones running into this, and we are going to be hosting a town hall post-spring break to talk about these things, and they're going to voice their opinions about these things.
Whoa. The college sent Fox 11 a statement saying, when informed of incidents, we follow our internal processes, offering affected students support, and investigating and determining appropriate response actions.
As non-Black students of color, as, like, Asian students or Latina students, Arab students, like, I think we all have a role to play in not being complicit in anti-Blackness around us.
No, you don't, Heffa. What a loss. So who's going to protect you when you're not on a college campus? Who's going to protect your ego then? And these are the people, remember Biden, Joe Biden, you can't hide. He wanted to forgive the student loans, remember? And it'd be on the taxpayers. Remember that? And when did it become the school responsibility to discipline someone for calling names? When did that become their responsibility? Their responsibility is to educate you, reading, writing, and arithmetic. And real history, not this fade-up history about how bad America is. America stole the land. That kind of dumb stuff. What is going on? This is hell on earth. And it's going to get worse. I guess the idea that college was for free speech and ideas without being offended, that's out the window now. Because everybody and their mama are offended now. Their house, their foundation is built on sand and not a solid. These young people should not be having this kind of conversation at all. How are you going to be a young person if you got to be careful about being a young person? It used to be fun being young. Remember? You didn't worry about it. You laugh at the name calling. And now you want to be protected. Everybody needs to watch out and be protected. This is hell on earth. It's hell on earth. You got to be out of your mind to pay one dime to go to college. Really. You got to be wanting more pain and suffering to pay one penny to send your child to a college. Really. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Yesterday, I recorded a couple episodes of the Fallen State, brand new episode. They'll be coming up as time goes by. And I interviewed a young man who was my age, born the same year I was born, and he was born and raised in the South, or he was raised in the South. And I don't remember if he was born there, but he knew about those Jim Crow things and all that. It was like I was talking to my cousin Leroy. It was interesting talking to someone my age. About the Jim Crow time. And he understood, like, and we didn't agree on everything, of course, but he understood it's been a setup. Hankins asked me, why you call him young man? He your age, my age. Don't be jealous, Hank. What the? Yeah, he was black. And it was a very, we were the same age. He, I'm like, you were born in 49? What the? It was so interesting. You're going to see it. And things are going to get worse because the human heart is wicked. There's no love. Anyone who has anger is evil. Just know that. And if you want to believe Jesus was angry, you go right ahead and believe it and see how far that gets you. The life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life is within. Live from within and not without. I want to give you an example. I'm about to show you an example. This is happening because there is no love. These people did not get love from their mama or their daddy, and they have no love. And this is an example of what angry people do. From Gemini. And what a mess, huh? This video captured the chaotic spring break weekend in Daytona, Daytona Beach, Florida. where law enforcement faced crowds of about up to 10,000 visitors. Large group gathered together. Here's what happened. Watch this from WESH2 News.
Enforcement in Volusia County had their hands full during the busy spring break weekend. From a large crowd of panicked people running on the beach to four separate shootings in Daytona Beach in a 24-hour time span.
Ellie Cranford and her husband were celebrating their one-week anniversary in Daytona Beach Saturday night when she says they encountered an unruly crowd.
We're in town. They were like this TikTok gathering or something. And it was crazy. They were jumping out of their cars and twerking in the street and stuff.
She hit record on her cell phone as the situation in front of her turned violent near Main Street and South Atlantic Avenue.
People were fighting in the street, and they just kept attacking this one kid, and he'd get away from them, and somebody over here would start attacking him again. And it was just, it was horrible.
Her video also captured the sound of gunshots.
And everybody, we were ducking.
Be black.
Yeah, it was like, I heard pop, 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 and then my husband said, get down, they're shooting.
Daytona Beach police say the shooting near the Cruising Cafe was the fourth they responded to within 24 hours on Saturday. Police say nobody was shot inside the joint on Seabreeze Boulevard around 12:30 a.m., but several patrons suffered minor injuries during the mass exit from the building.
Amazing, huh? That lady, her husband, just want to go down to Florida, have some fun at the beach, relax. And the blacks are down there shooting. White people just want to have a carefree, first-class life. But now they can't have it anywhere because you've allowed the blacks to go there, to be a part of it, to go on a cruise, to go on the airplane, knowing that they're going to fight. And white people work hard just to have a first-class life. And they can't have it anymore. Because of integration. And it's got to get worse. They have these kids, these young people have no love. Their mama didn't love them. Their grandmama didn't love them. They hated their children. And that's what you're seeing on display. It's not racism at all. No such thing as racism. Racism is a made-up lie. This is evil. This is anger. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities in high places, wickedness in high places. And the children of the lie of Satan call it racism. But it's evil. Or antisemitism is evil. And everybody hates somebody. Where's the love? How are you expecting to have heaven on earth, which is love, when you don't have love? ABC 7 is reporting. A suspect has been arrested after a shooting during a fight on the Santa Monica Pier. Watch this from Fox 11. And this is
panic
California.
At the pier.
He was just hearing pop, 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 pop. And just everyone took off running, and people were almost trampling each other and whatnot.
It was that crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy, yeah.
Crazy and scary as gunfire hits the world-famous Santa Monica Pier, sending the crowd running for their lives.
Those people running for their lives, like, panic. It was a real thing. It was a real shooting.
It goes down here, just outside the Playland Arcade, with its video games, its shooting galleries, all fun and games, until it turns deadly serious. Hear the gunfire?
Someone came, when he was running, someone came the other direction and hit him, and they went rolling. But they ran and, like, hid in some buildings.
Santa Monica police rush in. After a big fight sends bullets flying, two people are hit. The first, a woman, not the target. She's just walking by when she's hit in the arm. The second victim, police now say, is the suspected shooter himself. The shooter, who it seems shot himself, a grazed wound.
What was it?
The last wound? Thing the reporter said, I think he said a grazed wound.
Oh. What a mess. Did you ever imagine that you can't even go on the beach now and walk around, have fun, relax? in the United States of America. A spiritual battle. You have lied and said it was something physical when it's spiritual. Gigi is out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Gigi, speak right into your phone a little louder.
Can you hear me now?
I can now.
Good, good. So, about the topic of racism, I honestly do not believe there is anything such as racism, because people just hate or they love. That's just it.
Right.
I mean, I am black as black can be. And I have experienced hate with black people. I have experienced hate with, you know, white people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you were saying that people, you know, like to get offended, you know, when people say hateful words, I think it's sometimes it can be, you know, hurtful when somebody says things, maybe call you a fool or call you stupid. I feel like it's best that you find, you know, people who love you, people who have love in them, and just associate yourself with such people. And, you know, people who have hate are miserable. I have noticed that they're very miserable, and they're trying to put the misery on people. So it's just best that you stay clear people like that, like stay off people like that, instead of having to take in their misery, because that's what they want to do.
But why would you feel hurt if someone call you a fool or something like that? Why should anyone feel anything about that?
I mean, if somebody says that to me, I know for sure that I'm not that. However, I believe that that person is miserable and they want to put their misery, you know, part of their misery on me. And because I don't want to allow that, I just stay, you know, clear off that person.
But you shouldn't run away from that word or any words, because at some point somebody going to say something that's going to hurt your ego. And so if someone does try to attack you, you should be like a doormat and let watch yourself feeling the pain, thinking those things, and do nothing about it so you can overcome it. And then no one can hurt you with words, because there is no you to hurt.
Right, so if the person constantly says that.
But that doesn't mean, well, yeah, if they like, that doesn't mean you got to hang out with them or be around a person like that. But just don't run away from the word so you can overcome it.
Because okay, great.
It's just a word, and it's only hurting the false you. It's hurting the ego you. And when you realize that you've been hurt by words or whatever, you let that die by not reacting to it.
Okay. So if, like when I said that, if the person constantly, you know, says that, would that not be like harassment?
You shouldn't even be around someone like that. Just don't resent them. Don't be angry at them. But it's not harassment. They are doing it because they're evil, and they're trying to get a thrill from hurting others. And if they see that they can hurt you, they're going to get a thrill from it, and they will continue to do it. But if they can't hurt you, they'll find somebody else to hurt.
Right. I got that.
Yeah.
I got that. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate it a lot.
Good to hear from you, Gigi.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77 Jesse. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And after The Hake Report, The American Anchor Baby from 11 till 3. I mean, until 1 p.m. Pacific time. 11 to 1. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time, The American Anchor Baby. And don't forget to like these videos. I do shout outs, folks, and this is as busy a time of the year for shout outs. Birthdays, weddings, congratulations, encouragement, shout outs. Amazing, huh? Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And today at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of Punchy TV. Punchy's TV at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Check it out. You don't want to miss it. Billy is on fire at 2 p.m. Let's finish up the Super Chats, Hake, and then I go back to the callers. 888-77-77. Super Chat.
Eric Five Coffees, quote, be an idiot. You got to become dumb with what you think you know. Go dumb. JLP.
That's right. If you think you're smart, then you're dumb. And you would never be smart. It would just be an illusion. In your own imagination. Amazing. Thank you.
Mark Lewis, amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark Lewis. Thank you.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L. Amazing.
Marcus G59, nobody want to watch JLP except for the amazing chat and baby Jessica's daddy. 100 salute.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Charles, hey, Jesse, Jerome from New Jersey should only call on Female Monday. He has his mother's feminine spirit. Go forgive your mama, boy, says Charles.
What? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Being enlightened till I rise. Five coffees. Biblical question answer.
Why? I mean, have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually?
Yes, all the time. As soon as the thoughts convince me I'm ascending, I get a thought I'm descending. Even knowing it's a lie, I still fall for it.
Amazing. Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Thank you kindly. And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Did you hear that report of, according to the report, they were shooting at people walking down Santa Monica Beach at the pier there?
I did hear about a fight and shooting.
Did you ever imagine that? I used to, a while back now, a long time ago, I used to go down there to the pier and walk around and exercise at the place down there and everything. I never thought that one day you could get shot down there.
That was the first Muscle Beach was Santa Monica.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think so either because it's so nice there. I know that there's some homeless bums on the grass and stuff because it's so nice out there. And they're so too nice over there. And, you know, they've been talking about crime going up
on
the third grade.
And you should not be all that humming, the bums out there either.
Right. The third Street Promenade, whatever.
Yeah.
Very nice. And then it turned into sort of trashy, and they want outdoor drinking to attract more people. And there's this thing about crime and stuff. We've reported on it.
Yeah.
But I didn't imagine that there would be, like, shooting and fights like that. I've never seen that.
Me either.
I'm kind of glad that I stopped going so much.
Yeah, me too. I never... It's amazing you can't... The poor white lady.
Yeah.
She was down at the beach there. Daytona Beach in Florida.
Uh-huh.
She and her husband... And they're just trying to have a white life. And a bunch of blacks, they're fighting, shooting.
Yeah. She was funny. They were going crazy, she said.
You can't really TikTok. Go anywhere anywhere now. And there are crowds of people without some fight or something break out.
Right. Riff-raff.
Derek just gave me this. He said that. Derek said, around 12:30 a.m. on Saturday, a man became aggressive and fired a gun after being sprayed with mace by several women. No one was hit by gunfire, but several people were injured during the frantic exit. That's according to Fox. And that's when we played down on Santa Monica.
I don't know. That maybe Santa Monica.
Was that Derek? He's telling me in my ear, but I can't hear. Oh, that was in Daytona.
That was one of the four shootings in Daytona Beach.
Yeah. This is everywhere now. Amazing.
Indeed.
And it gotta get worse. You better become accustomed to living by yourself, being with you, because otherwise you ain't going to be able to be around a crowd anyway. You're not going to be able to handle it. Amazing. Thank you for your super chat. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let me go to Brian out of Tampa, Florida. Brian, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing, buddy? Nice to hear from you.
All is well, Brian.
Hey, I wanted to give you an update and give some of your listeners some hope of what it's like to kind of not really follow your advice, but like I've been a listener to your show for a long time, and I guess I did follow. I know I followed your advice, and I was married with two kids, living what I thought was a normal life. Kind of living in the matrix, if you will. And things started getting weird, and my wife started, we were married for 25 years, and my wife started acting weird, and my daughter started acting weird, and then all of a sudden, my wife served me with a divorce, and I was out of nowhere. I didn't understand what was going on. Well, so come to find out, 6 years later, my daughter was secretly becoming a transgender, growing a beard, taking testosterone and all this stuff, unbeknownst to me completely. My wife covered it up. My mother covered it up. My sister covered it up. And all of them were talking with one another, made me the bad guy, and told me that I was toxic and all this stuff. So for the last 6 years, I've been like scratching my head, like how did this whole marriage and family, like I didn't understand. Well, I was online and I found my daughter's Blue Sky account, and she had a code name, but I found her, and she posted up a picture of herself shooting up testosterone and had a beard. So anyway, long story short, I had started listening to your show probably about 7 years ago, 8 years ago. I've met you in person when you came to Florida at a conference. And, you know, I went through the divorce. I sold the house, bought my own house, and then I started a little business because I was listening to your show. I started a little business.
A little business.
Yeah, I started a little business. And I was a salesman selling software for a long time, and I hated it. I absolutely hated my job. And so I started up this little business, a handyman business, right? Physical labor. I'm not a young man, and started changing ceiling fans and garbage disposals and doing pressure washing. Well, that's now my business is 4 years old. It's very successful. I live by myself. I have a dog. I don't date women. I don't want to have anything to do with them. I cannot believe that my own mother deceived me in that way. And I never could see that my mother was evil.
And why not? Since all mothers are evil, why you couldn't see that your mother was evil before this happened?
I was beta. I was a beta male. I couldn't see it. Like, I just couldn't. I just loved her so much, and I would call her every week, and it was just all fake. It was all fake because when she got caught, and I said, "Mom, have you known for the last 6 years that my daughter wanted to take testosterone and grow a beard?" And she said to me, "You will never speak about your daughter to me ever again. You'll never speak to me about your sister again. You'll never speak to me about your ex-wife again. I don't want to speak about this issue ever again." And
So this happened after you left you and your wife divorced. It happened when you after you moved out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How old is your daughter?
25.
25.
25. Yeah. She started all this when she was like 18 or 19, and I had no idea.
I'm told that Blue Sky is a liberal version of Twitter, a social
Correct.
Media platform. So how are you feeling about all this now that you know? How do you feel about it?
I'm just so glad that I'm not part of that whole situation because it's just straight up evil. I mean, my daughter renounced her faith in Jesus Christ. She renounced her baptism. She is a self-avowed communist. She hates America. I mean, why would I want to be around that stuff? And why would I want to be around?
And so, like, how are you feeling about it?
How do I feel, man?
Yeah,
I feel
about
like
your mother doing that, your wife and your daughter, your sister. How do you personally feel about it?
Well, I feel betrayed was the biggest thing, the betrayal,
and the shock
of it, shock and the betrayal is just unbelievable.
And why?
Because I was so naive. I was just very naive. I didn't realize that any of this was going on. I was just going to work and paying the bills. And, I was very successful. I was a six figure guy, had a house, had a swimming pool, the kids used to drive around in the golf cart. We went to church every Sunday. My kids were Alta servers. But man, it's just the shock of it all, I guess. How do I feel? I mean, I really felt sad for a long time.
And why?
Because I didn't know why. Didn't know what was going on.
But
I didn't find
out.
Are
you glad to be waking up now?
Very much so. Very much so.
Did you forgive your mother?
I did.
You told her?
She freaked out. Yeah, she freaked out.
Meaning what?
I forgave her like 5 years ago. I sat down with her and I said, "Mom, because my mother never trusted me. She thought I was like an idiot or something.
She didn't think that. She hated you. She was jealous of you.
I mean, yeah. So she, you know, she basically, my father had his own company, and she discouraged my father from hiring me or my brother, but my sister worked for my father. Like, my brother and I weren't allowed to be a part of the family business, but my sister was, because my whole house was ruled by my mother.
Yeah,
I'm going to
ask, why did your father let her control him like that and tell you, to
he was
tell
a beta.
Him
he was a
that
beta.
His own son can't work for him?
He's a beta. My father, but he was a great, like, he was very charming and charismatic, but he was a beta male. Like, he bowed to my mother. My mother ruled, you know, and so.
And what did she say, you know, when you forgave her?
She freaked out. Like, she screamed and yelled, and she ran out of the house, and how dare you? I've done so much for you, and all this stuff. And she flipped out. And the last text message that I sent her, which basically caused, like, you know, a breakup, if you want. I'm not talking to my mother anymore. My text to her was, so what you're saying is that you've helped conspire with my ex-wife and my sister and my daughter to hide my transgender daughter's identity, to hide it from me. And then 6 years later, when she's got a beard and she is a communist and she's renounced her faith in Christ and all this mess, you don't want to talk about it anymore? You just want to no accountability for anything? You just want to say, I don't want to talk about this anymore? I go, are you being real? And
well, Brian,
she said, don't ever call me again.
No. When you forgave her a couple of years ago, why did you keep communicating with her after that?
She's 82, you know, and...
But just because,
you know,
she's 82 doesn't mean that she has love.
No, but...
82-year-old persons, if they're not overcome evil, they're still evil. Why would you still communicate with an evil person like that, knowing that?
I would say that it had to do with honoring my mother and father.
That's not honoring. That's weakness. That's not honoring. You're not honoring me, forgive them, and be done. You don't put yourself in harm's way deliberately by evil, and you knew your mother was evil, and you still communicated with her, and then you got all these excuses why you've done it. That's straight out of hell.
Yeah. No, I every time that I communicated with her, it was always a mess, every single time.
So why do you stop, though?
Oh, I'm stopped now.
No, before now.
I don't know. I think, well, I'll be honest. My father was a millionaire, and there's an inheritance that I'm supposed to be getting, and I was just wanted to be nice with her so I didn't screw up my inheritance. that's basically it. If my
so
mother
it
had
wasn't
given me
about
my,
it wasn't about honoring the parents or any of that. It was about the money.
Yeah, I guess that's true at the end of the day.
See how the ego lied to us and make us do wrong, and then they give us lies about why we did wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to honor my parents. I want to do this. When it's really about the money.
Yeah, somebody asked me once, if my mother had given me my inheritance now, would I ever talk to her again? This was years ago. And I said, if my mother gave me my inheritance now, I probably would never talk to her ever again.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's funny. But at this point, when I found out that
she
hit it.
Let me say this.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't forget the point you're trying to make. But that's the problem with all human beings, except for those who are starting to wake up and do it. We, as human beings, cannot be honest with ourselves. We won't be honest with ourselves, and because we won't be honest, we can't be made free. But for the man or the woman who can be honest with themselves, then freedom will happen. It will come. It was about the money. It's not like you trying to be honor your parents. It was about anything else but the money. And as soon as you could be honest about that, the freer you become.
True. Yeah. Well, I after I realized that she had conspired to hide this whole thing from me.
Right.
And I just found out 6 weeks ago. I saw her, and how I found out is I saw a picture of my daughter with a 3-inch beard, like a beard, dude, like 3-inch, like I don't understand. Like, I didn't even know people could do that. Like, she literally has a beard longer than mine, and she's 4'10". She's 4'10" with a beard, and it is funny. Once I realized how evil my mother had been, I didn't care about the inheritance. And you know what it really reminded me of is how Jesus says, like, you know, you ever seen a bird go hungry? I care more about you than birds. Like, don't worry about it. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And it's just more trust in God for my future. I'm 55 and I don't have a retirement or anything like that. I was devastated by the divorce financially. And I had to start over at 50 years old with nothing. Like, what? Well, I wouldn't say with nothing. I had a down payment for a house. But that's it.
Let me ask you this because of time, and I want to get to some more calls here. How is it that your mother can stop you from getting your inheritance from your father? How is that?
I don't know. I don't know how all that works. If you know, I mean, there's a will. I mean, there was a will, and I was to get, you know, there's three of us, so I was to get 33%.
Do you have a copy of the will?
I have a copy of it, but she could go today and go to an attorney and cut me out of the will.
But how? If when your father has to, your father's still living, right?
No, he died 17 years ago.
Oh, so did you get your inheritance?
No, I haven't gotten a dollar yet.
And he died 17 years ago?
I don't get any money until she dies.
Oh, man. With all that hell and hurt, you may not ever die. You may end up dying first.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. But I just wanted to give some hope to the guys out there that are going through messy divorces.
I cannot tell you the number of men around the world that I counsel with and are counseling with that their mothers have turned on them in this or similar ways. It is so common that it's not even funny. I don't think the world understands the depths of the evil of a woman's heart and what she would do to her own children for her own ego gratification. Mothers do not love their children. It's all about them. It's never about the kids. And even with your daughter, your mother don't love your daughter. It's all about her ego gratification.
Unbelievable.
She has no
amazing
love for anyone.
Absolutely amazing.
Mothers don't love children. It's all about the mother. It's never about the child.
Well, I just want to give guys hope that you can break away. You can be by yourself. You can start a business. You can do it. But you've got to do the silent prayer. You've got to forgive. And you know, you got to keep listening to Jesse Lee Peterson, man. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you, Brian. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the faint news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment, manhood. I was coming up.
I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world.
Not only is there that war in Iran, and I guess I imagine there's still that war in the Ukraine with Russia. Haven't heard otherwise. Feel like I would have heard if it would have stopped by now, right? That would be news. And then over in Pakistan and the Taliban, you know, Pakistan fired something and killed like a bunch of people at a hospital, according to the Taliban. If we're to believe the Taliban, they used to be terrorists. Now they're the government of Afghanistan. Thanks, Joe Biden. What a mess, huh? And airport lines are long over here in America. Thanks, Democrats. We can blame the Democrats, right? This is the end of hour two. It has been 2 hours of black excellence. Shout out, blacks. But Manhood Hour is coming up in hour three of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show here today. It's Wednesday, March 18th, 2026, A.D., the year of our Lord, Anno Domini, or Common Era, if you're a communist or atheist or anti-Christian type of person, or you want to be inclusive of Jewish people or whatever, and Muslims. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, woman or man, or even child, if you have whatever proper, if you're able to do that, if you're allowed to do that, something like that. It is hate news, not fake news, and tomorrow is, well, today is Punchy TV, right? After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, American Anchor Baby, and then an hour off, and then Punchy TV. P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. And then, of course, tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, Women's Forum. It's the third Thursday of the month, ladies. Ladies only. March 19th, 2026 A.D. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. Or if you need more info, you can call 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663, or the local number, the preferred local number, 323-782-1980, 323-782-1980. According to Common Nonsense Network, scientists have long sought ways to slow the brain's aging, often by focusing on drugs and high-tech therapy. But there's this new study, so-called, that points to a supposedly surprisingly accessible solution. A unique diet, low in salt, may help slow cognitive decline by more than 2 years. And airport lines, security lines, stretching for hours at some U.S. airports as TSA, Transportation Security Administration staffing thins during a partial government shutdown. Wait times vary widely. But some have surpassed 2 hours at major hubs this week. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Sounds black. Shout out, blacks. Officials urging travelers to arrive 3 hours early. For many TSA agents, this marks the first unpaid week since the shutdown began mid-February, prompting a surge in call-outs and resignations. The strain especially evident at Houston airports also sounds black. Shout out. Where over half TSA employees called out Sunday and Monday. Compounding the disruptions, bad weather is triggering thousands of flight delays and cancellations nationwide. Yeah. And also there's a heat wave, a potentially historic heat wave set to grip much of the western USA. I heard it was like 96 here in LA. In this area is closer to the coast, so it's usually not even that much into the 90s. It's like 80s, even in the summertime. In the heat of the summertime, it's in the 80s still, not necessarily 90 even. But anyway, it was like mid-90s, and it's going to be in the 90s all week, pretty much, till the weekend. So all-time April temperature record is going to be broken in March, before the month of April even begins, they predict, possibly. They call it human-caused climate change. The surge will bring summer-like heat in March, California to Texas, as far north as Montana. Extreme heat warnings and alerts already in place for millions from Sacramento to Phoenix. Crazy. Or San Francisco. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Manhood Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday already. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is for those men and women who want to be free, who are sick and tired of being who they are. And they're like, my life is not working. I am tired of trying to make it work. And they want to change. The biblical questions are put there for you. And it's not for those men or women who don't want to change. You don't want it. You are not required to do it. You are required, and no one should bother you about staying in your own misery. No one should try to save you from it. No one should try to help you from it or anything. Even the truth, the spirit of truth, will not interfere with that man or that woman who want to be evil. It'll just let you be evil. It'll let you cry Jesus. It'll let you pray. It won't do anything. It'll let you read the Bible, but it will not force you to love. It'll just let you be miserable. It'll let you think that you are on the right track. But for those men and women who really want to be on the right track, the truth will come in. It will take over, and it will live through you, just as the darkness has been living through you. And the darkness will disappear. So the biblical question is for you. Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? What an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you, excuse me, you can podcast the show. But you can still listen on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday, the third hour of the show on Wednesday. There's this order of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, women over children. It has to be that order for it to work. And we appointing men and women back to the source of life, back to reality. And every Wednesday, third hour, is manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Say it loud and say it clear. We support us all here.
Chaos.
This is some of the video showing the chaos that happened this past weekend. 15-year-old firing a gun into the air, getting stopped by the National Guard. One child getting robbed.
No rules.
Hundreds of people running.
And no authority.
There's no order, no discipline.
No order. It is gone. And it's going to get worse. My country is gone. And all we have left now for those men and women who grew up in the time period when America was amazing, all you have now are memories of the way it was. Memories of the way it was. It's hard to believe that people can be in New York City or any city in the country or state and chant, "We support Hezbollah. Death to America." Human nature is evil all over the world. That's why when you drop the anger by forgiving your mothers and return it to your father. Salvation is about a return home, a return to the Father. It's not about all that other mess you've been told. And you walk around the whole of your life being miserable unnecessarily. Forgive. It's about real love, not fake love. Real love is not emotional. God's love is a dispassionate love. Satan's love is an emotional love, which is not love. He's trying to imitate God to deceive you. Human nature is wicked. I want to give you, before I go back to the calls here, I want to give you an example, more examples of human nature. And people tell you, oh, find the love in somebody. Look for the love in the people. You're not going to find love. Don't look. It ain't there. But human nature, you need a brand new nature. And it will change if you admit you're angry, resentful, which is evil. All angry people judge all for the thrill of it. They get a thrill from it, and they call it life, right? But I want to give you an example of human nature. And I encourage you, do what you want, right? I want to encourage you to be honest with yourself, even if you don't say it out loud. But at least be honest. Have you ever done this to anyone, or has it ever happened to you, or both? This is played out in a big way, but it's human nature. And when you understand that about you, you're going to understand the world and all human beings. Have you ever done this to anyone, or has it ever been done to you? Be honest with you. How will you be free if you'll at least be honest with yourself? This is so typical that it's not even funny. It happens in all relationships. I don't care what kind of relationship it is. And the only reason it wouldn't happen or can't happen if you had real love. If you had real love, this would never happen in your whole life. It wouldn't happen to you, and you can never do it to anyone else again. If you have real love. And love comes from above, not from below. I want to give you an example of human nature, and I want you, men and women, male and females, examine yourself, to see if you ever done this to anyone or has this ever happened to you. This is from the New York Times. Joe Kent, one of the United States' top counterterrorism officials, resigned on Tuesday. Resigned on Tuesday, citing his opposition to the war in Iran and what he said was Israel influence over the Trump administration policies. Here's a little bit about Joe Kent. Background from KION6.
This is a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, it is quite a surprise, especially since he was one of President Trump's biggest supporters. Kent is a decorated former Green Beret and CIA operative whose military wife Shannon was killed in 2019 while serving in Syria. Kent lost twice to Marie Glusenkamp Perez in Southwest Washington's 3rd Congressional District in 2022 and 2024. He was appointed as director of the National Counterterrorism Center last summer. Kent was a close advisor to the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, but he was consistently against involvement in Middle East wars.
Okay, that's a little bit about Joe Kent. Here's an update on the war and what Joe Kent said in his resignation later to Trump, the Great White Hope. Watch this from ABC News.
But we begin with the war in Iran. President Trump's top counterterrorism official resigning tonight, saying Iran posed, quote, no imminent threat to the U.S. Late today, the president lashing out after Joe Kent, his hand-picked director of the National Counterterrorism Center, quit his post. Tonight, President Trump also furious. NATO allies are refusing to help protect the critical Strait of Hormuz more than 2 weeks after President Trump started the war. And tonight, Iran now confirming its national security chief has been killed in an Israeli airstrike. And a short time ago, the images coming in, flames rising from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. What we've learned, Iran-backed groups hitting multiple targets.
Tonight, the administration's top counterterrorism official resigning in protest over President Trump's war with Iran, declaring Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation. Joe Kent, director of the National Counterterrorism Center, writing, I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. It is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. Kent accusing Israel of a misinformation campaign to deceive Trump into believing that Iran posed an imminent threat to the United States, and that should he strike now, there was a clear path to swift victory. This was a lie.
Amazing. Human nature. That's in every human being on the planet until they forgive, drop the anger. President Trump labeled Kent a nice guy, but weak on security. Watch this from KION6.
President Trump had this reaction to Kent's resignation.
I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security. When I read his statement, I realized that it's a good thing that he's out because he said that Iran was not a threat. Iran was a threat. Every country realized what a threat Iran was. The question is whether or not they wanted to do something about it.
I don't know where Joe Kent is getting his information, but he wasn't in those briefings, clearly.
Senator Ron Wyden reacted to Kent's resignation, posting that, quote, even the most inept people in this administration can see that Donald Trump has no plan to get us out of this war in Iran. That should terrify every American. However, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president had, quote, strong and compelling evidence that Iran was going to attack the United States first.
Amazing. Human nature is wicked. I don't know what went on behind closed doors in that situation at all, but I do know that it's wrong to go out and try to hurt the president and anyone else. If Joe Kent wanted to resign, thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the job. And I'm out of here. How about appreciation? Have you ever been married male or female, friends or whatever, and as soon as you got angry, you turned on the person or people turned on you. Has that ever happened to you? Think and be honest with yourself. Have you ever done that to anyone? Has anyone ever done that to you? Oh, you love one another as long as you are getting what you want and giving them what they want. As soon as you don't, as soon as you disagree, you become angry, the very person you love, you hate. And you turn on them. You don't just think. I remember in the good old days, if someone got mad, they'd be like, okay, oh, I want to be friends. Okay, bye. That's gone now. Has that ever happened to you or you've done that to others? Think about that and be honest with yourself. And I'm encouraging you to be honest with yourself because when you do, you're going to learn so much about what's happening inside of you. That is evil. And it's controlling you. And you are not in control of it. You're not in control of it. And people always tell you, oh, you have to control anger. They're lying to you. You can't control anger. You are being controlled by anger, by resentment, by thoughts and feelings. And the sooner you realize that, you start fighting with it, realizing that it is a spirit that made a home in my mind. And that it controlled me. I can't control it. As soon as you realize that, you become free. You stop fighting with enemy. And you stop trying to hurt anyone else. Because now you have understanding. Understanding will make you free. Not knowledge. Don't hold on to knowledge. Don't hold on to the intellect. Intelligent people are dumb people. Isn't that amazing? And it's going to get worse, folks, but you can be free. And again, I don't know what happened behind closed with Joe Kent or the Great White Hope. But I do know that if he had love, it would just been, Mr. President, thank you. Even if he didn't, let's say he didn't agree with the dealing with Iran. I'd be like, Mr. President, I really don't agree with dealing with Iran. And I can't do my job because I disagree. And I really appreciate the job. Thank you very much. And went away. And if the president is wrong, pray for him, not hate him. Pray for him, but don't hate him. The Spirit of Truth says, pray for your enemy. Don't hate your enemy, because it's not them. It's something made a home in them. You pray for your neighbor. Don't hate your neighbor. Don't try to hurt your neighbor. It's something wrong with you. You're evil. And this thing about, and again, I don't know what's going on with the Great White Hope and what are the team of the amazing team, President Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, the dream team. But I do know that whatever's happening, Joe Kent should not have gone out and did this, if he did it. You never know, because sometimes the media lie to. But we got to love one another, folks, and not hate. Because when you hate one another, angry, resentment, you're hating Christ. and you're hating yourself. I would encourage you to give real love a try. Give it a try. And if you don't like it, I guess you can go back to evil, to hell, but you're not going to want to. And I don't think you can because it seems to disappear. Not seem, it does disappear. Amazing, huh? Know thyself. Know thyself. Know yourself, folks. Get to know yourself. Become one. Don't be divided anymore. And have a real life. Have a life. Amazing. Human nature is evil, and you cannot trust it. You heard the caller talk about his wicked mother, how she treated him. That's in every family, Christian family or non-Christian families. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Over on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Jelly L, how do you know if you're fighting with thoughts?
You become agitated. It become painful. You be mad. You struggle inwardly. But if you don't fight, just be aware of them. Be aware that there are thoughts in you. And if you don't fight, you feel none of those things. You're just watching, and there's no pain. So stop fighting, and then the pain of fighting will disappear. Amazing. Stay with it.
Kevin S. Tithing. Very generous on Cash App.
Thank you, Kevin S. S. I appreciate it. Thanks for helping us to help others.
And Heat. Half Breed. Blue Heart.
Half Breed.
Did you hear about the meteorite?
That's all I ever heard.
That hit Ohio yesterday?
Half Breed.
The sky is falling.
I love and hate the world.
Punchy.
Both sides were against me since the day I was born.
What is this old world coming to?
A mess.
Even the angels are throwing rocks at us. What a mess.
Yeah.
Musical
what,
notes.
What fell?
A meteorite.
Oh, yeah. No, something, I didn't hear about that.
Something from space, which is real.
That happens sometimes, right? That's been
Indeed
going on forever.
Does. Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was growing up in Alabama, we had no street lights, so we would, like, get dark.
Yeah.
Like when it's dark. Mm-hmm. But then the star lights would come out everywhere.
Right.
You would see stars. It would be beautiful, too. The sky would be packed with stars. I didn't know so many stars up there. And then we would see those little meteor things.
Yeah.
Going across the sky.
Yeah, the shooting stars.
Right.
But you're right. It's more like a meteorite or a meteor.
But at the time, I thought it was a shooting star.
Yeah, that's what we called them.
Right.
Even though they weren't stars.
It's amazing. I don't even look up at the sky now at night and see stars.
You can maybe see like four. Maybe.
But the sky is really, the stars are everywhere, filled with them.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Too much light pollution now.
Yeah.
You can't even go to, you know, I like to go to Big Bear.
Yeah.
Even in Big Bear, you can see more stars, but it's not as impressive as it used to be. Because of all the light pollution. It's
human nature messes up everything it touches. Thank you.
Facts.
Who was that from?
And he says, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Musical notes, treble clef, world emoji, and light to mid-tone black praying or thanks hands emoji.
If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. 777. Big smile emoji. Open mouth. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony L. Appreciate it.
Twavi T. What do you say to people who say, not all thoughts are lies? I have many beautiful, positive thoughts, and they aren't lies.
a beautiful positive thought is a lie. You tell them if they don't want to accept it, you leave them alone about it. Let them live in their misery. Don't argue. Don't get mad at them. They have a right not to want to know the truth. Really. And it's just okay. Don't be sad about it or anything. And you stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Mia is a cute dog. Kappa. Jesse, can you pray for my car payment? I'm broke.
Oh, God. I prayed to the Lord for my car payment. Amazing.
Well, thank you for your support in the midst of your troubles.
Yeah, thank you. Amazing.
No more thoughts on Buy Me a Coffee. Jesse, my earthly father's an angry man. My mother is evil but hides it. I don't want to be like them, but they made me weak and scared to be different. Should I try to be different from them?
If you want to be free, you got to forgive them because you have become like them, so you're not different. You're just like them. So go and forgive them because the same thing that's driving you is driving them. As a matter of fact, it came from them to you. As a kid, you were traumatized. So forgive them if you want to be free. All right? If not, you're going to suffer. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you all. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Stephen out of California. Let's see here. Stephen, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Stephen. You're the truck driver, right?
Well, I don't drive a truck, but I'm on the road in a work van, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Thanks for calling back. Go ahead.
No problem. I wanted to tell you about something about the silent prayer and ask you about it. Like, I'm curious if it's something, I guess I'm going to ask about it because I want to know if it's something that's like familiar to you or if I'm just, I don't know, but I was doing the silent prayer. So I'm doing the silent prayer and it was like I got this sense of something and this was after a certain while of sitting in quiet and, I got this sense of something really deep down. It was like, the best I could describe it, it was like something was screaming inside of me.
Stephen, there's a bunch of noise. Are you at work or something?
Yeah, well, I'm just, it's the road's just loud. I'm going to pull over. Is this better?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. I can hear you now.
So I'm sitting there in the quiet, and it's just like something deep down is like something screaming inside of me. But it's really it's almost like it's so tangible. It's almost like you could hear it, but I know nobody else around, if they were with me, could hear it. I can't really hear anything with my ears, but there's something there that's just screaming out, and. And I'm watching that. And as I was watching that, I became aware that this thing that something was calling out and like, it seemed like it was calling out to God, you know, reaching out for God to be saved. And I'm watching it though, and I'm like, if I can see this, then who's watching it, and who's doing the calling out?
Interesting. Stephen, hold on. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up. I'll come right back to you. Okay.
Okay.
The treasure chest is now open on DLive and Scratch Off on Pills.net. I'll be right back. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, on your welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, I'll give you a quick announcement so that I get back to the calls here. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, right after my show. The guy with the good hair, he white. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report, from 11 to 1. And right, and then at 2 p.m. today, Punchy, brand new live episode of Punchy's TV, Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV. Right after the Hake Report, I mean, after the Anchor Baby at 2 p.m. And don't forget to like these videos. And yes, we are having the latest form tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Ladies, come on down. We're going all the way up to the fifth floor. And eventually, 100 floor, 99 and a half won't do. You got to do 100. And thank you all for your support by going to jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate or scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code there. All right. Let me go back to Stephen out of California. So, Stephen, you can hear this sound in down in you while you're doing the silent prayer. And your question is what?
I was really just wondering if this was something that was familiar to somebody like yourself who's farther down the path. And then I am.
If you can, who is making the sound? And if there's no you, who is hearing the sound, right? Inside of you.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, but I mean, I think the awareness was hearing the sound.
Yes.
But the not me was making the sound. And I don't want listeners to be confused. It wasn't audible. It wasn't a real, this is spiritually, this is like, this was a screaming that was not with sound. Not real sound. It was just inside, deep down.
Yeah. Stephen, every human being has that in them, and they can hear, but the outside don't hear because it's happening in them. And then those men and women who decide to come to the light, go to the light, invite the light in, that sound, which is evil, those demons inside of you, they are screaming because the light is shining on them. When you're still like that, you let go, the light is shining on them and destroying them, and they are yelling and carrying on, pretending to be you so that you can overreact to it and keep it alive and destroy it, make the light go away. Those are the demons in you, and the light is shining on you, and they hate the light.
That's what it felt like. And I saw, I was thinking, well, I thought I was calling out for God.
No, that's what I want you to think.
Yeah, because they didn't want to die, and so they wanted to be saved. And I'm thinking, why, like, what am I... Well, what I was sitting there, I was realizing, like, the first thing I realized before all this that I'm telling you was, I'm not doing this right now. I'm sitting in silent prayer, but I'm not doing it because I love God.
Right on.
I'm doing it because I want something. I want some, like, I want to be saved from something, and I'm the one, and I'm judging what I say I should be saved from. And so I'm just like, it's really hard to put into words.
Yes, but I understand. And what I want you to know, it's not even you judging what you want to be saved from. It's the spirit of the demon speaking through you, using your voice, pretending to be you. You don't know. All you need to know is that the life you've been living and are living now, you're tired of living that way. And you don't want to be that way anymore. But don't you create any ideas of what you want to be or what kind of life you want or anything. And it will happen for you. Because if you say, well, I want to be this way and not this way, but I want to be that way, you're creating other false identities that will make a home in you. You want to just let the light take over and create you in the light's image, and you'll be fine. And those demons are hating the fact that you are being still. Satan loves it when people pray out loud. It love it when people pray to Mother Mary and all that mess. And they hate the people that be still and let go. They hate you for that.
Yeah. Yeah, and for all the religious people that grew up as Christians and stuff, they have a hard time because they feel like they're betraying good by not praying with their words and stuff. And I know what that's like because I was listening to you say this for a long time. But now I'm sitting with when I've had it, these experiences, I realize if I was to obey that screaming by really just calling out with my words and going along with it, becoming the screaming by praying out loud with all these words, many words to God, I would have become the thing that is dying.
Yes.
rather than letting it die.
Absolutely. Let it die. And the fact that you know that you don't love God, you're not doing it because you love God. But the fact you're letting go and letting him take over, you will. You're already displaying you want the love of God without saying it or thinking about it or anything. But don't worry about that. Christ said, come as you are, weak, angry, resentful, revengeful, nasty, wicked. Come as you are, and the light will save you from the darkness. You stay with it, man, and just watch that happen, and don't call it you, and do nothing about it, Stephen, and you will be amazed at what's taking place.
Okay.
Just stay with it, and don't let it scare you to stop. Don't let it talk you out of doing it. They do not. Evil lives inside of human beings, in the minds and emotions of all human beings, and they don't want to leave. They made a home in you. Where will they go and live if they have to leave you? They're going to have to find another body or bodies to live in, but those bodies are already taken by other demons. They have no place to go. So you stay with it,
yeah.
Man. You're on the right track. And it is working.
Okay. You know exactly what somebody needs to hear. And that's the proof that it's not some unique experience that's just something that I'm going through.
Right.
But it's the experience that anybody on this path goes through. I can tell that you're speaking the same language.
And it is saying the truth that allow you to see that it is the truth It's the same truth that allowed me to see and set me free. So that's why it's worth, it's just, we're like fellowshipping with one another, testifying to the truth. That without us doing it ourselves, it's done through us with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I really, I could, it's so incredible. Like, it's so amazing
it is.
That this can happen.
Sure is, man. You know what, and I mentioned this in last Sunday fellowship, what I really find amazing is just like amazing to me. It's mind-blowing to me that there was never a me, that it has always been a thought, which is an illusion. And because I believe the thought and reacted on the thought, I presented a false self as though it was real. And to see that is mind-blowing to me, that there was never a me at all. And you're going to see that clearly, too, if you stay with it. It's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, I think that might be what's next.
And so,
that's not as clear. You talk about it, and I can tell it's so clear to you. And it's becoming clear to me, but it's not as clear. I can see false identities in myself and others, but not the full picture, you know?
Well, when I first started out, I had no clue. When the Spirit of Truth showed me that I needed to forgive, I went and forgave. But I had no clue at that time that there was no me. I had no clue that I had been listening to thoughts all my life, calling them me, and reacting to them, acting upon them, thinking it was love and hate and all that mess. And it was never me. And now I can see that it was never me. I'm like, what the? What? But there is no you. It's just an illusion. That's why Christ said, love God with all your heart, soul, and might. Pick up your illusion, your ego, and follow me, and love your neighbor as yourself. Amazing. You stay with me, Stephen.
I will, Jesse. I will. I'll call you again. Okay. I got so much. I wish we could talk. I wish I could just talk to you for 2 hours.
Well, keep calling until you get it all out.
All right. Have a good rest of your day, Jesse.
You too. Stay with it. It is working. Don't let the devil or anyone tell you that it's not. It's working. All right.
I appreciate that.
All right. Take care now.
You stay with it too, Jesse.
Oh, I will. Believe me, I have no other choice. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Jesse, thanks.
All right, bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Joseph, our first-time caller out of California. Joseph, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Joseph.
Nice, man. I just have a quick question for you.
Okay.
I heard you talking with some lady, and you're talking about how you letting other people's words affect you.
Yes.
And, like, your ego, right?
Yes.
Well, what if it's, like, your family members or, like, siblings or, like, let's say your wife or, like, kids? Like, it would hurt, right, because, like, you love them and, like, you care for them. And let's say if it was someone on the street or a random person, like, you wouldn't, like, it wouldn't hit you. Like, you wouldn't feel it because you don't have that same love for them or, like, you don't. Those words don't mean nothing to you, right?
If you love them, your family member, or any, you would not feel anything about it if they tried to hurt you with words, because love protect you from words and from evil. It's only because you don't love them that you feel the pain of words when they attack you.
I have all full love in my heart for them.
You have no love for them at all.
No love at all.
Right. Because if you love them, if a stranger tried to hurt you with words on the street, it wouldn't bother you. Likewise, it wouldn't bother you if your family members, whether it's your wife, your parents, your children, your so-called friends, or whomever, I promise you, if you had love, you would not, it would be impossible for anyone to hurt you with words. It would be impossible. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. You gotta if you want to live a life free of words, you got to forgive your parents. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah. No, I actually have a question about that, too.
Okay.
Let's say I want to forgive my mom, right? So if I forgive her verbally, but what if I don't feel it in my heart because I still see the hell that she's living in today and it's still, like, I have, like, resentment still.
Right. If you see that, you resent your mother, right?
Yes.
Just seeing that is what you need to know. And go and forgive her. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself because you see the evil in her. And what you're feeling came from her. You've taken on the same, because we become like what we hate, you're taking on the same spirit that's in your mother. But when you go and forgive her, realizing you can't help yourself, that helps you realize she can't help herself. Mother, I am sorry for resenting you. I know now you can help yourself. God will forgive you and leave her in her misery. If she, like, admits she was wrong, that's good for her. If she doesn't, that's good for her. If she blame your dad or so you or somebody, that's on her. You forgive her. Don't ask for forgiveness because human beings don't forgive. God forgive. And you'll walk away free. And you won't worry about or think about her misery because it has nothing to do with you.
Right. Okay. And what about if I have, like, my little brother, like, they live with him, and I see her bringing him up with her hell, and, like, that's a reason why as well.
How old is your little brother?
He's 9.
Oh, man. Yeah, you can warn your mother, you know what? You're doing to my little brother here what you've done to me because you're evil. But there's nothing you can do about it because it's her child and your father's child is not yours. And you can tell your little brother, don't be angry at your mother. She can't help herself. And you can tell him that if you be mad, you're becoming like her. But you can't make him change either at this point. You just need to work on you.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Okay, because I could already see him growing up and see the resemblance that he has to my mom.
Yes. Every human being, male and female, every human being, no matter the color, the finance, or whatever, they are just like their mothers. They have become the same spirits in the mothers in them. That's why you must go and forgive them. You honor your parents by forgiving them and don't put up with the crap. Be done with them, but don't resent them.
So once I forgive my parents, then I'll be free of that spirit?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I'm not.
And why not?
I guess I'm just choosing not to do it.
But that's not you choosing that. Evil don't want you to do it. And it sounds like you're not. It makes you think you don't want to do it. It doesn't want you to do it because it doesn't want you to see what's happening inside of you.
Okay.
I will do what you want, of course. But I will highly recommend you go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer and you start doing it. So now that you see that you need to forgive, you go and forgive and practice stand in the light. Keep your mind wherever your body is. Always know where you are and what you're doing. I promise you, Joseph, you will have a perfect life. It will be absolutely perfect.
Perfect, okay. And with that, you saying keep your mind where your body is. Let's say I go to work, right? I drive 45 minutes to work.
Right.
What am I supposed to do for those 45 minutes? Because I feel like right when I get in the car, I'm like, all right, I'm driving to work. I'm aware of where I'm going. At the time, I look at present, right? And then, like, let's say 5 minutes later, I'm still doing the same thing, like, and it's a long way to go. So how do you stay present for 45 minutes?
You just keep bringing your mind back. While you're driving, and you start thinking about, well, for example, now, what I'm going to do at work, or what happened yesterday at home, or this. Just bring your mind, become aware of yourself. Be aware of yourself driving, your hand on the steering wheel. Just 1,000 times a day, bring your mind back to your body.
Okay, so no matter what, just always bring your mind back to where you're at.
100%. And don't let the devil judge, oh, you're not conscious. Now you feel bad. Oh, stupid me. I am not conscious. Don't call yourself anything because you'll see there's no you to call yourself anything. So don't get mad. Don't believe the lie. And just bring your mind back to your body. And don't be looking away from the road or you stay pay attention to the road, but just come back to your body. Be aware.
Okay.
And I promise you, man, you stay with this, all thoughts and imagination will disappear. It'll be gone. It'll be taken away from you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes. But you,
yeah, I'll call back.
All right. You're not responsible for anyone else's misery. Don't feel sad for them. Don't cry for them. Don't pray for them. Well, you pray for them by just wishing them well. Don't resent them. But you cannot do anything about somebody else's pain. They love, most people love their pain.
And when, let's say my family puts their responsibilities on me, yeah, and then make me feel like a bad person if I don't do it, let's say I have to pick someone up, and I know that's not my responsibility because that's not my kid. And they blame me, and they're like, oh, and they call me all these names. But I know that's not my responsibility. Then they try and make me feel bad. Then what do I do?
Nothing. Don't be angry at them. They're trying to control you. That's why they try to make you feel bad, because if they can get you to feel good or feel bad, they control you. They get what they want. Mm-hmm. They don't love you. They're using you.
And how do I put my foot down without having anger?
Just say I'm not doing
it.
Okay. You don't even say why I'm not doing it. Don't say, oh, I'm not doing it. I got to go to work. Oh, I'm not doing it. I'm tired. Just say, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay, just simple. Just, I'm not doing that.
Right. And don't be angry.
Oh, okay.
And if they get angry or they try to make you feel good, they'll try to control you. Don't fall for that either.
So when I get that angry feeling in my chest, let's say I get flared up, what do I do then to not keep continuing that?
Just watch it.
Just watch it and feel it, right?
Yes. Watch it and feel it. Eventually, you're going to catch the thoughts. You won't even have the feeling of anger. And eventually, you have no spirit of anger in you at all. But just watch it, Joseph. Don't fight with it. Don't call it you. You can say, I see that thought, but it's not me. I feel the pain. But it's not me. It's in my body, but I'm not the pain, and I'm not my body. Just kind of, you can say that if you like, but don't fight with it. Just watch it.
Just watch it. Don't fight with it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And you don't owe your family an explanation why you're not doing what they want you to do. Don't give them one.
Okay.
And if you're feeling bad, don't call the feeling bad you, because there is no you. That's the ego. That's the false self, all right?
There you go. All right. Okay, I got it.
All right, buddy. You got work to do. Work on you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care now.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, bye. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Mark Lures, you just took a side concerning Trump and Joe Kent. Just wait and see, sir.
I didn't take a side. I'm telling you that. I'm showing you human nature, how Joe Kent went out, and instead of just being grateful, according to the report, he went out and went against Trump. And that's what evil people do. That's my point. That's human nature. But I'm not taking sides. What's up? But thank you.
Thank you, Mark Lures, as always. R. Galunas, God is love.
That's for sure. Thank you.
Tabriga, no message.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Brandy from Hawaii. If you close your eyes when in the silent prayer and pay attention to the inside of your eyelids, you can see the demons moving around. Shocked emoji with front teeth showing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Coffee Talk with Sandra, Aries 1, Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1, 555-555-565, and the rest of the supporters over there. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all very much.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Jim, who sent us the fish?
Jim in Alaska.
Jim, we got the fish yesterday. Oh, my God, the shrimp. What?
Two more super chats.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jim in Alaska. Rick.
Thank you, Jim.
Rick says, coffee on Cash App and Jelly L. How do I relax in the thoughts?
By just being aware of them. Do nothing about them.
Thank you all. That's all for now.
All right. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Hey, Ben, our first-time caller out of South Dakota. Ben.
Hey, Jesse. How are we doing?
All is well, Ben. Ben, I'm at the. I saw you waiting there. I'm trying to get to you. Are you able to call me back tomorrow?
Yes, that's fine.
Let's say you don't call tomorrow, but whenever you do call back, let them know, the person answering the call, that I asked you to call back, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Ben. I got to go, folks. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Just stay with it. Stay present. Always keep your mind. Know where you are. Keep your mind wherever your body is. And you're present. And do the silent prayer every morning, every night. And just stay with it. And let it work. It will. It is working when you do it. Hate coming up now. And thank you all for your super chats and your support. Hate is coming up now. And after the hate, the American Anchor Baby. And then at 2 o'clock, Pyche TV, a live episode. And what else? Thank you, Jim, right? Jim, thank you for the seafood. Oh, my God. Appreciate you, Jim. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Bye, y'all. Be sure to call us. Call me back. I tried to get to everybody. I couldn't. Bye. So what you planning to do? You understand in the mood. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Huh. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is a best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.